You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We're all excited about another Mavs game night and what might transpire on the television. We have a special guest to help us discuss it as all 30 NBA teams are in action this evening, including your Mavericks and Warriors, 8:30 on ESPN. And reporter George Sedano joining us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Good evening, George. How you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. What do you make of our scene here in town with all this toxicity going on around the basketball team? Have you ever been around something like this?
I have not. I mean, the only thing, I guess tangentially, although I wasn't there in Cleveland when LeBron left, I know that was obviously pretty bad. But I did see, I will say this, I did see just kind of the reaction back then. I was traveling with that team in Miami. And I remember going to all those arenas, and every arena hated them. So that's probably, you know, that's not one city, so there was a lot of cities. But, yeah, I mean, I get, though, what's transpiring here. Like, I get it. I understand when they rip away a 25-year-old global superstar away from you, like, in the middle of the night, literally, and it comes as a complete shock. Like, I think the entire sports world reacted the exact same way. So I understand the fans' disappointment. I understand their shock. I understand their anger. I don't condone, obviously, some of the stuff, like, you know, the violence that's been threatened against people. But yeah. I get the disappointment. Like, that is part of being a fan. Like, you invest every part of your fabric of fandom into these teams and these players. And particularly when you have one of these transcendent ones, you don't have that very many of them, okay? In any given year in the NBA, there's a handful or more, maybe a little more than a handful of them. And you had one of them, one who dragged you to the finals. So I get it. Now, I do understand a little bit in regards to the business aspect of it, you know, because we had all heard the stuff that they were lamenting about him, you know, the conditioning, the personality clashes or whatever. I would not have had the gall to make that decision, but you have a ownership group that is very businesslike in their approach, and they are casino people, and they're making a bet. They're making a wager that he's not going to be able to fulfill that contract that he'll get, that by the time he's 32, he will not be the player that he is now or that people think he can be. So it's a hell of a bet to make. One I wouldn't have made. I don't think Mark Cuban would have made that bet.
Yeah.
But here we are.
I mean, you're looking at more of the leadership right now. Do you think Patrick DeMond or the Adelson family is more the bad guy than Nico here when it comes to how the fan base looks at it?
I mean, I think they should look at it that way. These decisions don't get made in a vacuum, right? Like, again, the front office, the coaching staff, whoever has these issues, right, with players. And by the way, Luka is not the only player, star player in this sport that coaching staffs and front offices have frustrations with. So, but I would imagine that this particular ownership group, because they're not sports people per se, they don't view it through the same prism that perhaps Mark would have, right? Who has been through this before and has had a lot of different personalities on this team, right? And I think that they just look at it very cut and dry, that like, well, if you guys have these complaints about him and, you know, we look at this from a business perspective, it's not a smart business move to invest in this particular player. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's just kind of the prism they've viewed it through. So I would imagine that if there was going to be any animosity towards anyone, it would be the ownership group, because Nico Harrison is not acting unilaterally here. That's not the case, because that doesn't happen in any, honestly, in almost any professional sports franchise.
George, you know, through your connections and stuff here, did you get any idea why Jason Kidd didn't talk with the media the other night?
I don't know, but we will be talking with him tonight, and I will have a better idea, you know, probably okay. around like 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. We're also going to talk to Nico too, and we'll discuss that on the broadcast. So we're going to talk to both of them and have a clearer picture as to, you know, kind of what their feelings are.
What time do we got to be in front of a TV to catch this telecast? You talking with Nico?
Well, the tip tonight is just shortly after 8:30. Here local time. So I would imagine that those conversations that we have, you know, whatever we can grab from those conversations will be divulged on the broadcast probably in that first half.
I love it. As we're talking with George Sedano here, he'll be on the telecast this evening, Mavs Warriors on ESPN over there at the AAC. Are you hearing any signs that maybe the front office or the ownership group will pivot away from their authoritarian strategy when it comes to handling like fire Nico signs?
That I don't know. You know, I am going to do my own due diligence on the broadcast and try to kind of find out their position on that stuff. You know, I may not get an answer, to be honest with you. Like, I'm certainly going into this not expecting one. but I also think that I will do my best to talk to maybe some season ticket holders, kind of get their thoughts on stuff and just kind of their feelings. Because I think, again, that's, you know, you have a much bigger fan base than just your season ticket holders. But I do think the people who spend their hard earned money in there night in and night out, I think that those people, to me, should have a voice and someone should express kind of their feelings on this. So that's going to be my position, too, at times. I'm going to try to have that conversation with some folks. And you know, I've been in that arena enough times that I can kind of spot who I see regularly and you know, who's there a lot. So I will try to just approach some people and kind of paint the picture as best I can in that regard.
George, what was some of the feedback and instant reaction when this trade went down from your NBA circles? And negatively, could this have an impact on the Mavs in their future attempts to try and land other stars? Like, if they're going to trade away a guy like Luka, why would I want to stay there? Am I safe?
You know, maybe. I don't know. Again, there's only 30 franchises, right? So, like, I just think that stuff gets overstated sometimes. Now, this one is pretty shocking, right? So maybe it does have some lasting impact. It is unprecedented, so we are kind of in uncharted waters. But historically, that hasn't meant a ton. If you're going to pay somebody, they're going to come play for you.
It's George Sedano here on 105.3 The Fan. George, I'm trying to be optimistic about what this team can do. Because for me, the team's bigger than any player. And what we saw Saturday against Houston for those three quarters was really exciting. Is it realistic to hope that you get Davis and you get Gafford back and PJ Washington and Lively, and this thing could actually have a storybook ending here in a couple, 2-3 months?
Oh, I think there is certainly a version of that could happen. Yeah. I mean, this team is good. I mean, they were in the finals, and Kyrie is playing as great as he's played in a really long time. And he's doing it with a back injury, which is wild, too. So, you know, and they've gotten better, I think. Going into the season, I thought they were better. They added Klay Thompson. You know, I like kind of the additions to the team. I like the fact that they went through that struggle last year against Boston in the finals. I felt like a lot of those guys can learn from those experiences.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Into the season, I felt confident the Mavs were going to be a contender. Now, look, I need to see what it looks like for longer than a half with Anthony Davis, but I'll tell you this. Like, I've been around Anthony Davis for a long time. Anthony Davis is a hell of a player, okay? Honestly, outside of Jokic, he's probably the next best big man in the sport right now. You know, it depends on how you feel about Wemby kind of as he continues to progress. But he's won a championship. He's been, you know, you could have made the case that in that championship, he was the best player. Like, you can argue that he was better than LeBron in that series at times. And he has had a number of battles that goes toe-to-toe with Jokic over the years, and it's not really been his fault that they've lost those series. He's played really well against Jokic. So he's amazing. And defensively, he's great. That half he put up where he scored over 20, had over 10 rebounds, had, I believe it was 3 blocks and over 3 or 4 assists, whatever it was. We hadn't seen a stat line like that in a first half from a guy at his position since 1997. So he's really, really good. But, you know, I know that historically he has not been able to stay healthy, although most recently it wasn't an issue. I mean, he'd played like in 90% of the Lakers games prior to, you know, prior to being traded. So, if he can stay on the floor, he's going to be impactful. And I think that the trend in the NBA is, where, and we've seen it across the board for the most part, is teams want to go big. Size matters. And it's a skilled size for sure. You know, look at OKC. You know, Chet Holmgren is not Wemby, but he is, you know, in that mold, right? A big who can shoot, who can handle, block shots, can play closer to the basket. Like, that's what teams want. They want size. Anthony Davis provides that. And if he gets to play the 4, which is what he wants, with next to Gafford or Lively, yeah, I think that they're certainly formidable. I don't think there's any question. But, yeah, all things have to align, and Derek has to come back before the playoffs, like anticipated, and Gafford hopefully is not out long, and PJ is healthy, and everybody needs to be healthy. But if they are and they can stay in this thing and stay afloat, yeah, I think they have a shot.
ESPN's George Sedano with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Did you hear any of the reports today that have come out that the Mavs did call Milwaukee about Giannis and that maybe even Minnesota was called as well about Anthony Davis? or excuse me, Anthony Edwards.
I did not hear that. But I did know that our reporting said that there was one other team that was called. In our reporting at the time, you know, it was not revealed, at least to me, who that team was. But our people who break news had already alluded to the fact that there was one other team. They just didn't divulge that, unless that was divulged here recently by one of our guys and I just missed it. But I did know that there was at least one other team that they did try to talk to.
George, if I could circle back with the thing with Nico, do you think he made this personal with Luka?
No, I don't. I don't think he made it personal. Again, I think he probably, if I had to guess, and again, I haven't spoken to him, so I don't want to put words in his mouth. If I had to guess, he's had these frustrations, whatever they're, you know, in air quotes, have been there for a while. And with this new ownership group, they are, you know, his job is to relay those thoughts to them, you know, throughout the days and months of the season over time. And I think that the ownership group doesn't think of it personally. They're like, no, this is cut and dry. This is business. So this is the way we make decisions around here now. And it's their right. It's their team. So I don't think it was personal. If anything, I think Nico, I think one of his strongest assets is how people respect him and players around the league like him and really enjoyed working with him, whether it was in his time here or certainly at his time at Nike. So, yeah, I wouldn't label it that way.
Do you think that the smoke of the Mavs going after a KD this summer has some legs to it?
Yeah, he's going to get traded, I think. Again, I don't know that for a fact, but it seems obvious at this point. I mean, they tried to trade him at the deadline, so they're going to move him in the offseason when more teams can get involved. You know, but then it's an arms race a little bit, and I don't know what the Mavs asset situation looks like at the moment. And I don't know what Phoenix is looking for either. So, but I do think that they should kick the tires on something like that, yeah.
How's Golden State going here as they come into the AAC tonight with Jimmy Butler in the mix?
I mean, he's exactly what they needed. You know, I've been saying this for a while. I actually went on a San Francisco radio station like 2 months ago, and they asked me, what do you think the Warriors should do? And I said, you should go after Jimmy Butler. They kind of thought I was nuts at the time. Huh. But I'm like, think about it. He's a really good wing player. Defensively, he is great. And offensively, he slows the game down for them. Like, they never go to the free throw line and just get the game slowed down for them. And when they have an older team, you want that to be the case. And he does that. He's capable of going to the free throw line, you know, 10, 12 times a game if he really wanted to. And I think that he really just creates an opportunity where the defense has to know where he is at all times. We did two games, back-to-back games at the end of January there, where I was there. It was OKC and Phoenix. So it was the 29th and the 31st. It was a Wednesday and a Friday. And they beat OKC and they lost to Phoenix. They got blown out by Phoenix. And I've never seen Steph Curry in all my years of doing this have to work so hard to get a shot off. Forget about, like, making shots. Just getting the shot off. I mean, they were trapping him, you know, mid-court, sometimes even before. Like, it was just nuts. So having that safety valve is important. And you've seen it. I mean, Steph has gone for over 35 in back-to-back games. Jimmy's gotten 25 or more in these games. And he's getting assists and rebounds. And he's playing like Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler allows them to have a guy who can attack the rim with ferocity, right, and put pressure on the rim, get to the free throw line, slow things down, make things easier for Steph, and helps them defensively, which they were already pretty good defensively. So it puts them in the mix in the Western Conference, which, by the way, there's a lot of teams in the mix in the Western Conference. So you kind of need as much ammunition as you can get.
Always love having you on the show, George. Enjoy the game tonight and enjoy your stay in Dallas, sir.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Salute. There he goes. George Sedano, ESPN, Warriors Mavs tonight, 8:30. P.J. Washington questionable with the ankle. Man, if you could just put P.J. out there, I know they don't have bigs, but at least they could have a fighting chance on the glass.
It would help tremendously.
I mean, they could get out rebounded by 20 in these games, maybe even more.
And they've won some games with PJ going superhuman.
Yeah.
Getting like 15 plus
he can rebounds. Do it. He's a great leader, you know. But it's just, I mean, it's surreal how this story has progressed. And now with the injuries to Anthony Davis, Gafford, and Lively, it makes it even less bearable. But I am holding the line, you know, until you tell me otherwise. Anthony Davis has avoided a surgery, and so did Gafford. So win a couple of more games before you can get those guys back. If he would miss a month, you would still have 18 games with Anthony Davis to make your run and try to get to 500, be in the play-in tournament. And at that point, like you just said, the West is wide open. Top 10 at 420 time, though, Wolchuk, where are you taking us?
Oh, on Super Bowl Sunday, it was National Pizza Day. Mm. We've done the best pizza toppings, but what are America's most hated? What are the top 10 worst toppings? That's next in the nation.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.